This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue in Litchfield. And now here's WSMI's Angela Besh. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Terry. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn was 522.5, down 18.25. December corn 485.5, down 12.5. March corn 498, down 12.25. August soybeans were 1462.5, down 57.75. September soybeans 1324, down 24.75. November soybeans 1260.25, down 28.25. September wheat was 653.75, down 6. December wheat 665.5, down 5.75. March wheat 676.25, down 6.25. Now it's time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices were lower on Tuesday afternoon, with soybean values sharply lower. Weaker soybean meal values and technical trading at the Board of Trade pushed soybean futures lower. Lower cash basis levels for soybeans at both processors and river terminals also weakened prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 19 cents lower at 655 to 667. Soybean bids ended sharply lower, ranging from 1462 to 1530. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 16 to 19 cents lower at 654 to 675. Soybean bids were also sharply lower, ranging from 1502 to 1538. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids dropped 18 to 28 cents at 653 to 678. Soybean bids were sharply lower, ranging from 1508 to 1543, and wheat bids down 6 to 8 cents at 634 to 652. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were down 78 to 88 cents, ranging from 1532 to 1552. Basis dropped 20 to 30 cents, ranging from 70 to 90 over the August. Hi-Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $572.80 to $579.80, which was down 1460 to 1660 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 16 to 18 cents at 682 to 696, with basis steady to 2 cents stronger, range from 160 to 174 over September. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 18 cents lower at 672 to 676. Basis ended steady, range from 150 to 154 over September. Soybean bids ended sharply lower, range from 1486 to 1502, with basis also sharply lower on Tuesday, range from 24 to 40 over the August. Wheat prices down 6 at 644 to 649, with basis steady at 10 under to 5 under September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 18 to 22 cents lower at 671 to 677. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by $1.04 to $1.33, with quotations at 1496 to 1502. Soft red winter wheat down 6 at 671 to 672, and Milo down 18 cents at 680 to 681. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers for new crop corn in those regions range from 452 to 471. New crop soybean bids at 12.25 to 1235. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 455 to 473. New crop soybean bids at 1230 to 1255. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 458 to 478, with the new crop soybean bids ranging from 1235 to 1255. That completes our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now here are your closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle were $121.90, up 2 cents. October live cattle, $125.90, up 30 cents. December live cattle, $128.60, up 25 cents. August feeder cattle were $153.60, up 67 cents. September feeder cattle, $156.62, up 75 cents. November feeder cattle, $159.40, up 62 cents. August lean hogs were at $99.17, up $2.05. October lean hogs were $86.32, up $1.05. December lean hogs were $82.97, up 67 cents. Now it's time for the Cash Livestock Report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday afternoon's Livestock Report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 14 cents lower, in a range of 83 to 99, with a weighted average carcass price of $91.77. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded mostly $1 to $2 higher, with good demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 66 to 70. 4 to 5 weights traded at 68 to 73. 5 to 550 at 70 to 76. And over 550 pounds from 72 to 80. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded $1 to $2 higher, with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 65 to 70. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 19,062 head. Moving on to the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville with the opening report for July 23rd, receipts totaled 413. Compared to last week, slaughter steers, heifers, and Holstein steers traded steady. Choice slaughter steers traded in a range of 118 to 122, with choice slaughter Holstein steers trading from 110 to 115, and choice slaughter heifers ranging from 118 to 122. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 119 to 122. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 403 loads. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $99.65, which was 2 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $186.34, which was $2.64 lower, with select carcasses at $181.50, which was $1.70 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 123,000, compared to 126,000 for last week and 127,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 397,000 compared to 399,000 for last week and 403,000 for 1 year ago. For the Arthur Sale Barn Weekly Hay Report, alfalfa premium quality small squares traded at $7.10. Good quality small squares range from $4.50 to $5, with large squares 3x3 selling at $65. Fair quality small squares range from $2.10 to $3.50. Alfalfa orchard grass, good quality small squares sold at $5.75, with fair quality selling at $3.75. Alfalfa mixed grass, fair quality small squares traded from $2 to $3. Mixed grass, good quality small squares range from $3.25 to $3.50, with large rounds 6x5 selling for at $50. Fair quality small squares range from $1.50 to $2.75, with large rounds 5x5 trading from $20 to $32 per bale. Oat hay fair quality small squares traded at $2, and wheat straw good quality range from $1.75 to $2.50, with large squares 3x3 selling at $11. That concludes our livestock report. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now it's time for your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $6.78. August corn delivered to Greenfield, $6.42. July corn delivered to Scottville, $6.71. August corn delivered to Scottville, $6.42. July beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $14.83. August beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $14.70. July wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.37. Those prices again are: corn at Greenfield is $6.78, corn at Scottville is $6.71, Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $14.83, and wheat at Scottville is $6.37. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment, Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
Weather has always been a challenge for farmers, and this year is no exception. No matter the weather, Farm Credit Services of Illinois has the crop insurance coverage today's farm families depend on. In addition to your multi-peril policy, an added crop hail addendum could be beneficial. With this year's weather patterns, green snap problems may be an issue. So let the crop insurance professionals at Farm Credit provide the information you need regarding coverage options. With a crop hail policy addition, you get complete coverage to fit your operation. It protects your crops against damage from hail, fire, vandalism, and protects your harvested grain in the bin. Call us today at 800-444-FARM for the crop hail insurance coverage to fit your farming business. Whether it's our office, your kitchen table, or the tailgate of a pickup, Farm Credit Services of Illinois looks forward to providing the products you want with the service you deserve. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm finance and crop insurance needs.
Time for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue in Litchfield and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Time now for radar weather, brought to you by M&M Service Company.
Hi, this is Mark Bauman, Agronomy Manager at M&M Service Company. Please mark your calendars for our upcoming Solutions at Work Field Day, Wednesday, July 24th. The field day will be held at our Litchfield location with registration starting at 8:30. We will demonstrate the latest technologies in seed, crop protection, and plant nutrition. Industry professionals and our own crop specialists will be on site to help provide solutions for some of today's best opportunities in production agriculture. Our featured speaker will be Daryl Good, University of Illinois Marketing Specialist. I hope to see you there on Wednesday, July 24th.
Sunny skies today with a high of about 80. Clear skies tonight, low 58. Sunshine tomorrow, high of 80. Clear Thursday night, low 60. Partly sunny Friday, high of 83. And then a 30% chance of rain Friday night, low 63. Weekend should be dry. Chance of rain area-wide Monday and Tuesday again, with highs again near 80 and overnight lows in the 60s. Here at the Weather Center, the barometric pressure rising. Winds are pretty light out of the north and 60 degrees. This update brought to you by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. Time now for part two of the Farm Show, brought to you by Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Quality Engine Machine Shop in Litchfield. And by Wright Automotive, Route 127 and 185 in Hillsboro. Once again, WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thanks, Terry. Although crop ratings declined this week, the markets are still expectant of above-average yields. Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions goes more in depth.
Well, the path of least resistance is lower at this point. USDA crop ratings came out on Monday afternoon showing that corn, soybean, and spring wheat ratings all continued in decline for another week, but they all remain above the average level for this time of year. And so in the mind of the traders is, ratings always go down this time of year, but they're still above average, so that means we could still have above trend yields. So regardless of what farmers in Iowa and west central Illinois and northwestern Illinois and Nebraska and Kansas and parts of the Dakota say about their corn and soybeans looking bad, the ratings aren't giving them the support they need right now, and the trade is assuming record crops. Perception is reality until proven otherwise for the trade, and this is very typical of a year where you have excessive rain to start off the season, and the trade tends to take on a prove-it-to-me type of mentality. We're going to assume big crops until you prove otherwise, and so then we tend to slide lower until we get into August when we actually walk the fields and start harvesting late in the month and find out whether those yields are big or whether they're disappointing.
Although traders are still optimistic about the corn crop, they are a little less sure of the soybean crop.
Yeah, absolutely. They're convinced that we're going to at least double, if not triple, our ending corn stocks in the 2013-14 marketing year. They're convinced that we're going to more than double soybean stocks over the next year. But they're less convinced of that on soybeans. And the soybeans have a much smaller margin for error because, unlike corn, trade perceives and understands the strength of global soybean demand and the fact that a big crop is not only a luxury, it is a necessity here in the United States this year. Brazil is expected to be out of exportable supplies by September. At some point in September, Argentina is expected to have very limited amount of exportable supplies. So China and the rest of the world are going to be very dependent on the United States this year, and we're going to have a big crop. And so it's a little easier for them to comprehend. Could we get that? The trade is right now assuming that we're going to. But if ratings start to fall faster than they currently are, the trade will take notice.
Yesterday, the Illinois Milk Producers Association held a dairy technology showcase. People had the opportunity to travel to two farms and observe the trending farming practices. I spoke with Rollin Oberle of Oberle Farms, Incorporated, about a monitoring system that is allowing him to get a higher conception rate in his herd.
Certain cows wear a collar, and basically it's like a step counter from the, you know, the human health improvement field that you can wear for exercising. But it's more advanced than that, and it measures three different ranges of motion in her neck and head. And they throw that data into equations, and they've figured out which movements and velocities are attributed to heat or being ready to be bred. And so what that collar does is it measures that, it throws it to my computer, and then it can tell me when cows are in heat. And so I can very accurately breed cows at the right time, because really you only have like a 6 to 8 hour window for your best conception. And so now that's telling me, and instead of me just seeing these cows in heat and guessing when their onset of heat was and when it's going out or whatever, it tells me exactly when it is, and so I can with much more precision breed cattle.
Has your conception rate gotten a lot better now that you've implemented that?
Yes, it has. And one of the biggest things is if you breed a cow and she did not get pregnant to that breeding in 21 days, it's really good at picking up those cows again. And so I don't have to wait till a 30 or 35-day preg check to find out that she's open and that she didn't stick.
We will have more about the tour later this afternoon. Today is the M&M Service Company Field Day. The field day starts at 8:30 at the plant in Litchfield, and I will be out there and have more about the tour tomorrow. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. Thanks for tuning in. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh.
And you got to run into some dairy people you haven't seen for a while.
Oh, yes. It was really nice going out to the tour and see some old professors and extension workers and the newer farm manager. Mm-hmm. It was really great to see everyone again.
Terrific. That's terrific. Thanks, Angela.
Thank you.
Part 2 of the Farm Show has been presented by Wright Automotive, Route 127 and 185 in Hillsboro, Quality Engine Machine Shop in Litchfield, and by Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.